Frozen 2 is set to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not coming out until 2020, so you have a few more years.
Is that how long it is?
Yeah, to make a cartoon, it's going to take them 4 years.
Wow.
We're really just trying to milk it as much as they possibly can. Frozen 2 is set to come out, though. And what they'll do is they'll change everything just slightly. Maybe they'll change Elsa's hair a little bit. Just enough so that you have to rebuy.
Try like some blue streaks in her hair or something. Oh, yeah.
They'll change the colors just so that you have to rebuy all the stuff that you already purchased. All your princess dresses that your daughter's running around in, gone.
Yeah, because they milk that puppy with all the merchandise before.
Oh my god.
So you know that's where they get a lot of that
Dixie
money from.
Dixie cups for your birthday party. Oh, yeah. $8 for a pack of 10. Good luck. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
So there's a hashtag trending on Twitter. It's hashtag give Elsa a girlfriend. In the sequel, they want Elsa to have a female love interest.
Okay.
So of course this starts, there's people signing the petition to get that done, to have that happen. Mm-hmm. And then there's people on the other side of it. We want to know, where do you stand on it? 424-1234 to be part of the show. You can also tweet us at PetchNamie. Or if you want to head to our Facebook page, there's a comment thread started up there.
Uh-huh.
Some people said, and it's funny because we put things on our morning show Facebook page and then on the station Facebook page as well. And you can tell the difference. People, because the people who are on our Facebook page are much more likely to be like, hey,
more open-minded.
Yeah, open-minded. Hey, you know, live and let live kind of people. And then the people on the station Facebook page are like, hell no. I don't like it. We're not going to see it.
I saw one lady said, the world has zero morals. I think it's terrible.
Yeah. The best comment, I think, is Ozzy Griffin. He said, it's whatever. Disney's been pushing sex on kids for years, so what's the difference?
I guess.
That's it. So, and somebody had a good point on the Eagle Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
She said that, how come kids' movies, there need to be love interests at all? Why can't...
But there's been love interest for years. Look at Aladdin. There was a love interest in the Aladdin movie.
That's what I mean. You know, so isn't it, if you're thinking about that, who's the target demo for Aladdin, though?
Just kids.
So that's what I'm saying to you. So if why are we concerned? Why is there even a love interest to begin with? Why does every story it's a little bit weird?
Because it's all based on this whole fairy tale thing of girl meets boy, and they're all based on that. And then because now things are more open out there now, and this is being touted out there as because it's. Is it for a lot of people? And I know I would say like for us, like in our house, that's kind of the norm. We got a whole bunch of gay friends, and it's just
you have a whole bunch of gay friends is like me saying I have a whole bunch of black friends. Are you keeping track of them?
No, but I mean, like,
I have a whole bunch. It's fine. I have black friends who approve this.
But what I mean is, we know a lot of people who are gay or are in gay relationships and stuff.
How many? You have seven and a half, don't you?
Maybe eight, but it's. It's been there, not in all Disney movies, but in a whole chunk of them anyway.
It's, so if you want to react to how would you feel about Elsa having a female love interest in Frozen 2, you can hit us up on Twitter, at PetchNamie, use the hashtag Give Elsa a Girlfriend.
Hi, Eagle977, who's this?
Hey, this is Rob Williamson.
Good morning, Rob, what's going on, sir?
Hey, I have something to say about that whole hashtag Give Elsa a Girlfriend thing, man.
Okay, go ahead.
I know I'm definitely not a very PC person, so this might come off a little one way on it.
Okay.
But it is like I think I have a valid reason for why I kind of disagree with it. I disagree with it because you can't force stuff, man. Like keeping forced is never a good thing. And two, the truth of it is we got grown women doing this petition, not little girls. So this isn't about the little girls. This is about fulfilling some kind of sexual fantasy, and I'm not cool with that. Like it doesn't sit well with me.
Do you have a daughter?
I do not.
Or do you have kids at all?
No.
Because I think it's so weird that we start, it's forcing that issue on kids. But what about Beauty and the Beast? Do you have a problem with Beauty and the Beast where Belle gets captured, held hostage, and falls in love with the person who emotionally and mentally abused her?
I can't stand that at all.
Well, see, that's what it is. Isn't it weird? And somebody brought up a good point. I didn't even think, why do we focus kids' movies around a love story to begin with?
I guess they're just trying to get people to reproduce.
Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from my car.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking in, man. Have a good one.
Hey, no problem.
Bye.